Again, this is the Internet Advisor Show. Gary Baker and Ed Riddell, and Foster has the day off along with Cal. But just as true as ever, Mike Brennan is on the line with us for his segment. Mike is the editor, publisher of mytechnews.com. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you, Gary. And to show my dedication, I just left the Michigan game in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned that just before you got on. We mentioned it last hour. We thought you would have to step out. So thank you for doing that. And I don't get to talk to you. I talk to you during the week.
Yeah,
I don't get to talk to you because Foster really does this segment with you. So this is kind of a special treat for me.
Well, thank you, Gary.
And we were talking about you not only reporting the news this week, but you're making the news.
Well, we try, you know. So
you partnered with Automation Alley and to provide video news updates for tech-based membership.
Yep.
So tell us what that means.
That's been in the works for some time. But we finally got it done, and I went in and took video of, not to be confused here, of all the gala winners. And so over the course of November, we're going to use those as our samples of, you know, what we're doing so everybody gets a better idea. But, yeah, we're launched. We're rocking and rolling, and we'll see what happens next.
So, you know, this is just long overdue, I believe, because video is becoming more and more popular on the net. As more and more people have broadband, they can get video. And,
oh, their smart devices, they can watch every stream, anything on their smart devices.
And it's such a rich medium, much richer than just reading something. A lot of people, they need to not only hear it, but they need to see it because that's the way they learn better.
If they're under 50. I've been reading a lot of studies. I've been talking to a lot of people. This isn't something I decided to do last night. We've been looking at it for about 6 months, and the future of everything is video. I mean, they're saying by 2019 that 90% of what's on Facebook will be video. And it's just, you know, smartphones are very smart, and people watch everything on their smartphones, so why not news, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, to enable all of that, you got to have broadband, and you got to have fast broadband, and
yeah.
Comcast had a big announcement this week.
Yep. They're going to have a 1 gig service in Detroit proper. I mean, it started on November 1st. One of the first 5 or 6 cities in the country to get 1 gig residential service, that is. A little on the pricey side, $139 a month, but if you need that kind of broadband, if you really do a lot of heavy lifting stuff or a lot of video or engineering drawings or things like that, then that's perfect. And then it's going to go to the rest of the state sometime in 2017 because they're just piggybacking on existing lines technology. You know, they just have a new way of doing it to push the numbers out so you can get more data in and out. So it's already in place. It's just a matter of getting it all dialed up.
So
now, is this consumer-based or it's business-based or both?
No. This is residential-based. This announcement was all of Detroit for residential starting right now in November 1st. And then they'll phase it in across, well, I imagine, I'm not sure about the rural areas, but certainly all the major metro areas in the state will get it sometime in 2017.
So this is, so we don't have to move to Detroit, actually. We can just wait a little bit longer and we'll get it in other places.
I did ask them about that, whether Ann Arbor being a big tech area was going to get it real soon. They said it's very high on the list.
Well, and that lets you and me, we can work from home now.
Yeah,
or soon.
You know, well, of course I do anyway, but yeah. Most of the time.
So I was actually on a phone call with Phil Bertolini, the CIO for Oakland County, and he had a big announcement yesterday, and it showed up yesterday in my tech news. Tell us about what they're doing.
It's the Access Oakland Open Data Portal. I want to get that right. It also launched on November 1st. And it's essentially all that public information that they've gleaned about everybody and everything, and they've got it into a really convenient portal that you can surf into, you can search, you can look for different things. I mean, Oakland County, hopefully Phil's listening, and I'm not saying this to be gratuitous, but they've always pretty much led the charge. I mean, they're besides Washtenaw County, one of the more sophisticated technology counties in the state. And I give a lot of that praise to Phil Bertolini because he's really done a wonderful job there.
Yeah, he really has. It's just as much information as Oakland County has is now available on this site?
Well, I'm not sure about everything, but I mean, it's your basic stuff where you can look up property information and boundaries. You can find parks and trails. You can locate floodplains, but I can do it. And then, you know, different things like that. They think it's going to be great because it's very transparent, and transparency is the big thing right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the portal is accessoakland.oakgovernment.com, right?
Accessoakland.oakgovernment.com.
Easy for me to say,
yeah.
Right?
Now, if they only had a link off there to MDOT showing all the construction on our roads, I'd be really happy.
Yeah, I was caught in some traffic jam on 23 last night where a garbage truck caught on fire on 23. Right at the interchange of 94. And
boy,
we had
stinks.
Traffic tied up for an hour and a half. So,
yeah. Well, 94 was plugged up when I was coming in today, so I had to jump off and go somewhere else. Boy, and that's so convenient when I can just... I'm sitting still, so I'm not looking at my smartphone when I'm not sitting still, but I was sitting still on the expressway. I could get on and go, wow, this is going to be here for a long time. I got to get off. And so I took the next exit and got around it and got here in time. But, it's interesting all of the ways that they're taking and putting information together with geospatial or GPS information too. That makes so much more sense. And you know, that's just going to continue as we get more sophisticated, as we can get more and more data online and in usable form.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're just the tip of the sword here. I mean, everybody else is going to be doing it. And Oakland, in many ways, a lot of other counties around the state look at what they're doing there as a template for what they can do in their counties.
Yeah. And they really have. Phil has done such a great job, and he's so willing to share with the other county CEOs or CIOs, and as well as the different municipalities, and has been in that position for a long time and, very sophisticated in the way they do things. So that's great.
Mike, you know, he is an MSU fan, right?
Other than that, yeah, they're...
I had to throw that in. You know?
He hasn't been as in my face this year as he has in other years.
Yeah, it's all been quieted down a bit.
Yeah,
been. But, you know, it's cyclical. One year you're good, one year you're not. Just stuff happens.
Yep, and I wonder when Comcast is going to blanket all Oakland County. I'm sure Phil is talking to them. When are we going to get Comcast gigabit up here in all of Oakland County? I imagine that'll be one of the next big areas they expand to outside of the Detroit City.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, we're talking to Mike Brennan, mytechnews.com. He's with us here every week. You can get to his site by going to mytechnews.com. And you can see not only everything that he's published this week, but prior weeks as well, because some of these stories have a long shelf life. And Mike, you do such a great job of covering the tech sector here in Michigan.
Elvis used to say, thank you very much.
Yeah. So. We appreciate that. Take care, Mike. Go back to the game.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And root for Go Blue.